Well, it's not a case that they're not welcomed. What I'm saying, and I think what the broader community is saying, is that when you look at all the number of caravans and tents that come down to that area, that it has to be organised in a better manner, where there's no facilities for them, for toilets, there's no running water, and as we've been hearing for the last couple of days, you know, human waste dumped at different places, it's been thrown out to the tide, coming back in. So what I'm saying is, and I think what the broader community is saying is, yes, we welcome tourists into our area. It'll be vital for the economy, but it needs to be more coordinated. So I'm meeting now this week, Thursday, with a council official planner to come down, to go down site and have a look, and we'll see where we go from there.
There would be a planning process required if someone, say, for instance, even the council were to apply full planning permission for a caravan park or such facilities. Do you believe there would be enough public support locally to allow those plans progress?
Well, I'm not very sure what the solution is here exactly, but I do know that we need to start a conversation. I have been down. I talked to some of the people who were on the caravans. They would certainly welcome better facilities, better coordinated, talking to the people from the community itself, and they would be of the same opinion. So this Thursday we're meeting with our council, and that's the start of that discussion. So if you don't start the discussion, nothing will happen.